Activity selection. A big struggle most people have experienced is being bored or not having anything to do that they want. As we know, when you're feeling that way, it's really hard to come up with things to do, even if you otherwise could. This is where activity selection comes in. During a family session where it's a neutral time, talk about how it's hard to think of things to do when someone is feeling sad or bored, and how we're going to make a list so that now we can use it whenever we want a fun idea, but we can't think of anything. You can describe it as buying ingredients and putting it in the pantry, then pulling it out when it's time to make something for dinner. We don't need to use it right away, but we know it's there and we know we can use it. When you're making the list, help family categorize them into low, medium, and high energy activities. This way, they'll know which list to look at depending on how much energy they have in that moment. You can also further categorize into individual and family activities. This is a great opportunity for parents to be able to model their own frustrations with being at home and make their own activity selection list and suggest times where they can use that. Many of the activities our kiddos love to do could be part of the restricted list, so let's make sure everyone knows it's time to get creative. If, for example, your 8-year-old client loves to go to the library and check out books, they can be introduced to the e-libraries and all the great resources out there. If a client's favorite thing was going outside and playing basketball, maybe then they can set up an indoor basketball court with some squishy balls and a small trash can. We need to help our clients just get some things down on paper, because that way we know that they'll give it a shot and we know that they'll likely be able to enjoy themselves. And speaking of getting them on paper, we want to display these too. This can either be done on a traditional list, either written or typed up, or we can take it up a notch. For those of you who remember how to make those fortune tellers from childhood years, walk your family through the steps, and the parents may be familiar with them, and have the activities listed where the fortunes used to go. I have a photo of the instructions on the slide here, but I'm sure you can find them online as well. PracticeWise also has a great free training on activity selection if you'd like to listen to that. I've linked it here below.